the agenda. The agenda is the Pacifica National Board of Directors report. I would like to do this in less than 45 minutes, maybe.
Go for it.
40 minutes, 35, 40 minutes. It says 30, 45. Election of the LSV treasurer pro tem to correct the error that we have. We now have a sitting treasurer who's also on the PMP. We'll see what the results of the election are to see if that's a good point. Public comment on a vote on the treasurer pro tem. And then report on the LSV regular meeting schedule that Lydia has been working on. Are there any objections to this agenda, any revisions, alterations needed?
I just want a clarification on the item on the director's board report. That item has three things, the meeting, the march, and the thing. How is that going to be allocated and divided up?
It's a very good question.
Because it's very easy to spend all the time on logistics.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to bring the money to order. We're going to ask those who are coming to use very harsh tones. And sir, you're in charge. Hush tones. Alright. David's question is, how would this be allowed? May I make this proposal? We're interested in what issues are coming before the PD of the board this weekend. We're not sure who our representatives are going to be, but whoever they are, they're going to be interested in what are the issues. So for agenda item 2, what about 20 minutes for PMV director's report and 20 minutes for PMV coming to LA, and are we prepared to receive them? No, I'm going to change that.
Why are you asking? Yeah, get already.
Tell them to stay home. Okay, let me alter that. 25 minutes. This is the proposal. 25 minutes for Pacifica National Board of Directors and the issues. 15 minutes for PMV coming to LA, and that would be Mansour's report on transportation, housing, and so on. And 5 to 7 minutes on the Martin Luther King parade. Because we know where it is, and we have the banner working and so on. Jan.
Can you add 1.5 minutes for me also on the logistics?
Oh, yes, that would be part of that.
90 seconds.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Yes. Unfortunately, this agenda does not include that, so that would have to be in February. It would be premature unless there was a motion to add that to this agenda, and I don't think that would work time-wise. Lamont?
Reducing the time, not adding. Or the other thing, even if you're suggesting you take 25 minutes, if we can at all possibly work collectively to limit it to 10 minutes, that would help. Just because we have 25 doesn't mean we should exhaust if we can't reduce the time.
Well, you know what? Maybe there is a...
I agree with that.
Maybe there's a view, I mean, to take very seriously what Lamont is saying. This agenda item is 45 minutes. We could reduce this to 15 minutes for the PMV directors and 10 minutes for the PMV coming to Los Angeles and 5 minutes for the Martin Luther King parade.
30 minutes, 30 seconds.
That would be a slight degree. I see some.
Everybody else would use
that. David.
Now, I think there are issues on this PMV agenda that really have to be dealt with. The elections issues at 4 stations, there are issues about the delegacy of people coming on the board. The race and nationality policy, the national programming policy, which is supposed to be implemented. The free speech reading news, Freedom of Speech International, and another thing. So I would speak against limiting that. If we're going to have an impact on the national board, we need to take the time to talk. I would say we don't need to spend much time on logistics because that's a logistics team reviewing it. We're not going to vote on that.
That's true.
So a quick report, 5 minutes should do.
Okay, very good. proviso that we spend most of our time on the PNPM issues, and we reduce this issue of transportation, logistics, and so on.
And I'm not cutting into the MLK thing.
No, that's right. You still get 30 seconds. Okay. Keeping in mind, I'll hold us to that agenda. Any other... Okay, then, based on that, may I have a motion to accept this agenda?
Yes, it's so...
Oh, no, wait. Excuse me. Go ahead. Mike, do you have a copy for everyone?
We got them on the email.
Yes, sir. Okay. May I make a proposal here that we approve these minutes in a February meeting, but that we hand them out and we review them tonight?
Second.
Terry Jeff, is it consensus that we will not try to approve these minutes tonight, but we will do that after February? And I'm going to ask if anyone opposes that. Oh, Jen, go ahead.
My experience, personally, and with many of the people on this board, is that some things often get handed out at one meeting and they don't find their way to the next meeting. So my proposal is that we all get emailed out again, if that's possible, and usually and then the hard copies, if you're not going to take it up until next time, the hard copies go out next time, except if somebody really wants and is committed to reading the hard copy from now and then, and they can take that up specifically for grace. Otherwise, they just keep handed out next time.
Okay. Is there any objection to that proposal? Yes, go ahead.
I think we ought to just approve the minutes. We've all had them.
You have them.
They got sent out on email, and if there's not anything real egregious about them, let's approve it and move it on.
Okay. The minutes for the last thing. Okay, well, we have a difference of opinion here, so I want to just get a sense of the body. How many believe we should approve these minutes tonight? Raise your cards. One. One, two, three. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. How many believe we should postpone it until February? Raise your cards. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. This clearly is the will of the body that we do it tonight. So would you please add to this agenda where it says adjournment, put adjournment slash approval of minutes.
It's already on the number
one. Oh, it's number one, that's right. But I was wondering if anyone needed to read the hard copies. Okay, maybe no one needs to read these. Well, then the chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
It's been moved. It's seconded. A point of order?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. We should specify which minutes have been approved.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true. I'm going to ask the secretary to read into the record the dates of these minutes. Yes, because this is the agenda. I just thought some people might want to read them during the meeting. Okay, before we move ahead, Arturo.
Point of information, does anybody from the previous board disagree with anything on those meetings? Because that's basically it. I can't really say anything.
Yeah. Now, let me get clarity on two issues. One, inasmuch as this is a continuing body that isn't a separate body, it's a continuing body even when membership changes, so the body can approve minutes. So the question Lamont is raising is, you're not sure you have access to read these minutes. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the reason I was hoping that we could do it at the end of this meeting, and that maybe he could get a hard copy of this material to look. If the body has decided to approve them, as a courtesy to some members, that we do it at the end of the meeting, and maybe get a hard copy. Okay. In a moment, I'm just going to rule because, and then you can challenge the chair, but I will take one last comment. Wait.
He said to approve. They go
Yes.
Yes, he does.
No, I want to amend the motion to approve the only approved minutes of April 13th, May 8th, and May 27th. We're all good. That September.
But not to do that for like a month.
Right. They weren't at those meetings, so they're final approved. Yes, but that's postponing the most recent
Okay, so I'm just going to rule that we're going to approve these minutes at the end of the meeting, that the secretary should give the minutes to people who want to review them as this meeting goes ahead, and then we will identify which minutes we're approving at the end of the meeting, so that we can move ahead. Okay, now, Well, I just want to clarify the approval of the minutes. As a courtesy to people who were not here and never received these minutes, I think Rodrigo, Lamont, Arturo, they should have access to these minutes to look them over at least. They may want to abstain as much as they have done. The president of the election. But they should at least have the courtesy of looking at that before we can go ahead and approve them. That will occur at the end of the meeting. Are there any other considerations of this agenda? Lydia.
Just a waiter.
Okay. That can be handled very quickly by Grace. Grace, can it? Okay. All right. That was going to be before I turn this report. Okay. Any other alterations to the agenda of the LSB? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to approve this agenda. Then move the second all favor of approving as altered. As altered. Raise your card. Okay, opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2. Okay, 3 abstentions. 4 abstentions. The motion still passes. So, for clarity, the two as an agenda item will come at the end of the meeting before adjournment. If you'll notice, Pacific National Board's Records Report, this agenda item, it has to do with the issues that will come up at the PM meeting this weekend at the Sportsman's Lodge in the San Fernando Valley. First, I would like to hear from the floor.
Yes, wait. There's an agenda item set up in the chat. I'm going to be able to execute whatever applicants in the LSB can have already developed.
Okay, so move to the second that the excuse absences that apply to the LSB also apply to the LSB. No discussion. Seeing no discussion, those in favor of that, raise your cards.
3 seconds. Exactly.
this weekend at PNP, and what should we be directing our directors, us to be directing the board? Who would like to step up on the board? David, go ahead.
Well, I think there are five issues that are going to come up, things we've already dealt with, that we're going to have to deal with, and then there's one issue that I would like to know the board, this board's opinion on, and I'll just list them and then go back over and explain them. The issues are going to be the review of the elections. You may know that the elections have been certified by the National Election Supervisor, but there are issues in at least four of the five signal areas. Some people are actually calling for rebalance of staff, elections in a couple of places. There are other complex issues. The race and nationality policy, we passed a telephone meeting in November an instruction to reaffirm. We reaffirmed the entire policy and asked that the executive director immediately implement provisions of that policy, which would create a national programming collective to deal with program creating programming on issues of race and nationality. And I've heard nothing to date about any movement on that topic. So the further implementation of other features of that policy and the check back on that particular issue. We passed the ED, again, thanks to the work of Sonali on that committee, the ED job description and performance objectives and monitoring processes. And so people know the ED has been functioning without a formal contract. And so there's an issue now. There are some differences of opinion, I believe, between the ED, who wants to discuss it further. There's a question of the implementation of that, those things. I believe most of that will be done in executive session. The national programming policy, we passed a motion that said we're not going to hire a national program director until we get a national programming policy, and that got amended so that we were supposed to get the National Programming Committee coming back by the March meeting to deal with this, and this is one of those factional divide issues where there are going to be people who want to move that forward and other people who want to make sure that we really have a strategic vision in place, and I question whether there's time for this new board to create that in those 2 months. So that issue is going to come before us. The next thing is the Free Speech Radio News and Radio for Peace International merger slash contract, which were both have been in process for months now. The Radio for Peace, we were supposed to hold a nationwide day of fundraising to contract with them to broadcast the Pacific stream globally on shortwave. And Free Speech Radio News is supposed to be incorporated into as a unit, as a section of the national office. Neither one of those things has happened yet. They're both hanging. And the last thing is, I want to put forward a motion that in this coming year's budget, we plan for pots of money to be available for requests for proposals, so that all the money that we have is not just going into salaries, but that we put set aside some money that we can constitute diversely constituted panels who would be able to grant certain small bits of resources, so if somebody wants to do an investigative report, or somebody wants to do a web project, or somebody wants to do a special documentary and travel somewhere, we can get those things reviewed in a more inclusive way. So those are the six issues. Well, that's something that would have to be discussed, but what I would like to do is bring it forward as a proposal, and then we can work out, you know, is it local boards, is it program councils, is it some community advice, you know, how do we do that technically? But we won't see that done by the time the budgets are passed if we don't put it on the table now as an issue. So I can go back down over each of those and we can handle them individually, or other directors can speak, or whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll hear from the other three directors, and then we'll go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you.
have to tell the executive director what to function in terms of responsibility, in terms of following through. And the executive director has a very different idea. And those who constantly touch and meet with a lot of problems that trickle down to the director level, our director needs to be extremely mindful of that. And the job description that was passed and the policy objectives that were passed have to be implemented and followed through and carried on. And I hope that some of our directors get re-elected who are in the current discipline master course and provide some continuity, and our new directors also familiarize yourself with the monitoring procedures of monitoring the ED's job performance objectives. Those are very, very crucial. A lot of work is put into creating them, and I think that hits at the heart of a lot of issues. Also, I know that the board passed a lot of very important motions for financial transparency, and Dave was very involved in that through the finance committee, and those were huge. Those will only work again if they're solid votes. You insist that all of those people who serve on that committee, all of the directors, and even members who have on this board, really follow through and make sure that those motions on financial transparency get really followed through. Because again, that's what the part of a lot of our issues in terms of power and control and autonomy and where the money gets spent and how money gets spent. Now, for programming policy and comparing data is going to be crucial for us to develop. Because of the national programming that keeps happening at the national level, it's a very discretionary process, and sometimes the process is put together because there's nothing else in place. And there needs to be a development of a fair process that will produce it from all over the network, and in fact, all of those affiliates can get, can apply for it, for example, and can propose it to it. So as a programmer, I really urge our directors to help come up with develop a fair and equitable policy for all sorts of programmers from all different blocks of all different approaches and also opportunities have the chance to participate in that programming. Because right now there's a whole discretionary, we'll pick this person, we'll pick those people, and we'll just make it all happen. That kind of a limited appreciate that for programming. And that's not fair. Neither does it necessarily amount to good programming.
We'll hear from the other two directors if they wish to speak before we open up the general discussion.
I guess I'm going to be a little bit more
someone makes that up. I appreciate the passion and the really hard work that a lot of our communities give at the national level. Again, without foresight, without making a plan, without doing monitoring, without putting forth some guidelines, a lot of this work, we did a lot of work that did not get implemented. That said, and my motion again, whether I'm a director or a member of LSB, will be to encourage management to the full extent of our power to create policies and procedures in every facet of operation of the foundation and the station that will be approved by the board and implemented by management and, of course, monitored by the board. That said, I want to talk about the elections. And I haven't really talked about it, but I don't think the elections were fair. I never received my ballot. And what I found out, I received my ballot a month later. And what I found out is that one of the numbers was missing off of the P.O. box where I received my mail. It is stuff like that. I'll just say stuff like that that impedes even the best efforts that we have. So we have to go back and make sure that we answer those questions. I like to do with this idea about a survey. We need surveys if you didn't get the ballot and try to find out why so that we can set up a system. Again, as an auditor, we didn't look at the error that came out of the system. We looked at the system. Because if the system is running well, then your errors will be known. If the system is not running well, then you have to review the whole program because the errors are going to be enormous. And so, again, in every aspect we do, the election, the wonderful work that the personnel committee did in the job description, the wonderful work that we did at LSP to get draft number 9 of the GM evaluation together, which never came before this body. We have to put structure in so that we can move it along. We don't have to accomplish everything, but we need to prioritize what we need to do at the LSP and the PND level and move it along. And then we can build the framework so that we can grow and we can prosper. We can have only one of the things that we talked about.
I really feel I need the guidance of this LSP to deal with some of these elections issues now, while enumerating them and why they're so contentious. Because what's going to happen is it's going to be immediately factionalizing that. In other words, if you try and do anything where anybody said anything was wrong, all of a sudden, it's you trying to undermine our political base. And usually, obviously, the claims come from the people who lost, essentially, what they wanted. So you're being asked to go up against the folks who won, who are your form of the bulk of your cohort on the board, specifically. In D.C., Mark Roberts resigned from both his local board and his national board. He was very clear about having resigned. His local board did not select a replacement. And then, sometime later, he decided he wanted to be back on the board. He took his seat again, and now he's been elected to the PND. The bylaws say, when you resign, you have to be replaced by the next highest vote getter. But that person didn't make a claim. I understand there will be some people from D.C. who are going to make a claim about that. Mark is was one of the hardest workers on the board last year, and I know his LSB feels he's one of their strongest advocates. So if you go by the bylaws, what you're doing is you're attacking the strongest advocate of the DC directors. You don't think the issue of race and racism won't be raised on that. In Berkeley, there's a sense that the staff election got rigged and that certain people didn't get their votes and that their board is split right down the middle, 12-12, and they are so polarized they despise each other. And there are members in one of the groups who are saying, we want these other three people who didn't get the vote to get the vote because that would make it 13-11, right? And that would totally shift what's going to come out of that body and who their national, that won't change their national program school, the way the vote went, but that may be coming to us. In New York, there are people who feel that the staff election was a jury-rigged thing, and they're going to be coming. And then here in L.A., the whole issue of the extensions in the listener election is going to be brought forward. So the typical bureaucratic way to deal with this is let's form a committee and then you send that off to some determined period of time, right? Because nobody's really going to want to deal with this. And I need some sense from this board of what the hell to do. Because either way you go, you're screwed. You are either saying, okay, I'm not going to look into something that's messy and difficult for me, or you're saying, okay, I'm gonna plunge into a factional battle that's going to eat up all our time so we can't get constructive motion passed. I need help. And I need the whole board. We all need the whole board to be active talking to other people around the network to deal with this, because this is a major challenge for us this year.
Okay, let's just focus on this. I saw Lydia, and then Donna, and then Maria. And then Lamont. And then Israel.
I have to think that we can't address this until we know the results of the election, because there are people who might be stronger than you, and would be less likely to be accused of racism than women. I don't think we can avoid referring this to a committee, but I think it should be an emergency committee for the things that are imminently addressing the current election results, and with a time-certain response mechanism from that committee on the election. You have to deal with it. And I think KPFK should definitely be instrumental in that.
I want to reiterate that we need to decide what the policy is that we're going to follow. I'm not like, I don't agree with David on this. I honestly think that if LSB did not follow the bylaws and then they wanted to re-elect their director, that's different. I honestly don't see why we should be picking in their business. Now maybe it could be referred up to the national and they can be cited for violating their bylaws. I don't know. I don't even want to do that. I like the idea that the directors are the representatives of their own respective LSB. Their concerns to national. If Washington, D.C., and I've talked with Mark Roberts a lot, in fact, I probably run him off more than anybody else. Not like you. But if Washington, D.C. wants to keep him as a director, I have no problem.
Thank you. Maria.
That's a different matter.
am I missing something?
You said the state had a rigged election, and the state ran that election, and somebody went to the federal level and said you were challenging what happened at the state level. You said, no, we're going to go ahead with whatever. That was what happened at the state level. That's a sensual analogy.
Mississippi Democratic Party.
No. The federal is theoretically representative of all states. Now, are you saying that we need this board is representative of all the states?
He's talking about the national board is going to be faced with these questions.
Action.
address the issue of the elections. The screwed up nature of our local election, for example. And we take Karen's advice on reading the election report, but I, you know, it is clear to me that our elections were a mess. I mean, the timeline was all wrong, the dates were wrong, people just went off the agenda, and I think that there needs to be a critical look at what happened, and, you know, there may be some a political decision to say, we're willing to take, you know, X amount of error, and but not Y amount, and see how much you can. I know that lots of people clearly got their ballots so late that they threw them away, although there was announcements and so forth saying if you didn't get it, you could get another one. But I think that those issues have to be looked at very closely and some determination made as to, you know, what is an acceptable level of screwing up and what isn't. I mean, I think the people in every community, and the people that I know in various different communities, got their ballots late, and I think it has something to do with, it's like why people don't get premiums. And so there's a tremendous number of pressure in the subscription office and getting and keeping those lists up to date is a very major thing. And maybe one of the things that has to happen is more resources have to be put just into that office at KPFK and maybe elsewhere to solve that problem.
Will there be an opportunity? It seems to me this meeting that's coming up, this national meeting, is perhaps a very critical meeting in the foundation for many reasons. For some of them already pointed out, so that it would be very important that as many of us that can make it go to that meeting, and if the elected representatives wish to consult with us in any way that we're there for them to support them, and if they want to consult with us, that we're there to help them out. But I think it would be very important that as many as possible can make it to this commission.
Very good. Now I want to point out that it's about 9:40, and we have a maximum of about 20 minutes left for this meeting. We give it as much time as we said we would to the issues coming up for PNB. I'm really just indulging. I'm going to actually recognize myself for just a moment. I agree absolutely with those who have said that the new directors must hold management very, very responsible for the role they're supposed to be playing. It is no secret that the Pacifica National Foundation, that management has been running the show and has been very slow to relinquish power to elected bodies. And I was on the same management review committee that Sonali served on. I think he did some very good. This is not the subsequent one, but the original one. And it was clear, very clear, that management felt a certain unity in withholding information, in withholding, withholding data and so on. So I would say that the new directors must realize that the board is the elected governments of the foundation, and the general manager and the executive director is an employee who follows the board's directives. That is not happening at the present time. The other thing, on our elections, I know some people have felt that I want to turn away from the problems of the last election. At the February meeting, there will be a proposal to hold hearings here in Los Angeles and to have a subcommittee of this body actually hear over maybe a weekend day, hear testimony from people in our signal area, which I think we will probably hire a set of items to report so it's accurate. And not on behalf of the board, this information would not be certified by the board. Voices of listeners, sponsors, that we simply forward to the Pacifica National question so that people have the opportunity to be very open and blunt about their criticism. I do not think it's important to make a decision. We have a lot of various positions that we might take, but we can facilitate the voices of our business sponsors and what they say and forward that for the election supervisor and election supervisor. At this point, we should move to a short report on logistics. Monsieur, do you have any report that you want to begin with on the international board? Now, wait, before we do that, do you feel that you have enough input that you're going to be able to deal with this if you are indeed one of the directors of the board? This issue of elections sits on the board of our government.
As much as can be done in this venue, and I'd like Arturo's idea, and I'm happy to talk to whoever, listeners or board members, and try and work out some approach to this. The bottom line is this board's going to have to be active, see itself as involved in the national relationships, and be active in forming those relationships nationally. I hope everybody knows that.
And we will get a chance to see your public comments on the issue.
Yeah. We should meet formally over lunch. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Mansoor if he wants to make a brief comment.
Very brief.
Which is
just, I'm in charge of transportation and housing of the other facilities in the listeners and actors from the town. And I'm sure we'd like to see if you guys can either refer to somebody who needs to transportation or how we have more people coming to town looking for housing with us than people have already submitted their names and they're going to provide us the housing and transportation. So if you're willing to do so, you know somebody, let me know.
I'm sure the announcement on Armando, and I love to listen, voicemail for him, and ignore the results, saying when you have to volunteer, you can be involved in it for a while. So that would be important to him, because if you did that, I'm sure one of our listeners, someone will listen to him.
Like if a Terry guy running a card or a community announcement that said that I'm doing this and Tony's doing the logistics for the PNB gang itself. So
I don't know what I heard.
That's within the pool.
Who knows
and
that
action?
I don't know that.
Well, everything's on.
Everything's on.
No.
Except exactly.
Yeah. All the things that are
open. 9 a.m.
to 12. Okay. This is all right. May we go now to Department 53. Okay. Is there anything else on the logistics? We know the website has a lot of information. Also, you know, KPRK.org has a lot of information.
Coffee, gas. That's how you do it on
Hollywood Boulevard to do a walking tour, and perhaps have lunch and maybe more cooking at French food.
I gotta let you know something, and I have informed everything that's on the national floor, so
said he could.
I'll buy a voluntary.
we produce them all back.
Okay. So now, and then the bumper stickers, can you also ask if there are bumper stickers you can take them down?
What is that one of the bumper stickers? What do you do with
the bumper stickers? Okay. Okay. Anyone who will take responsibility for the bumper stickers? Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
Yes. Who do I talk to? I'll be glad to try to get some.
Karen does that too?
Yeah, Karen. Karen. Okay. You'll be helpful. You can go on.
What about the t-shirts? What t-shirt?
If you look at the t-shirts, Ken.
Well, it's part of, I mean, wasn't part of the thing that there was supposed to be uniforms of some sort?
We wanted everybody on the parade who's marching to have t-shirts. But for some reason or another, I guess you don't have
them. Right. Many of us have t-shirts. Maybe I have t-shirts in our closets. So we can come out of the closet. But we can bring our t-shirts out of the closet and put them on for the parade.
And I'll check in
this. This agenda item is over. I'm going to ask Casey Peters to announce the results of the election.